Now, we looked at this chapter in detail for the most part of it in Sunday school, but I wanted to bring something out, a part that I skipped, and I skipped on purpose. Joshua 22, and we're going to read several verses there. Before we do that, we're going to pray, and then we're going to have a special. Father, we love you. Thank you, Lord, for the word of God. Thank you for this church, for these people. Thank you, Lord, for just who you are and what you are. We serve a great God. And Lord, this morning we need you in our presence. We need you to be with us and to meet with us. We need you to speak to our hearts. Lord, just give us great service. Use the special and then the preaching. Lord, help us to heed and to take and to apply what you have for us this morning. Lord, we love you and we thank you. What a great God we serve, Lord. Thanksgiving should not be one day a year thing. It ought to be an everyday thing for every year. So bless now. Meet with us, Lord, and give us what we need. And we'll thank you. We'll give you all the glory for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Look at Joshua 22. We're going to jump right in. Look at verse number 1. Joshua chapter 22, verse number 1. The Bible says here, then Joshua called the Reubenites and the Gadites and half the tribe of Manasseh and said unto them, ye have kept all that Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you and have obeyed my voice in all that I commanded you. Ye have not left your brethren these many days unto this day, but have kept the charge of the commandment of the Lord your God. And now the Lord your God hath given rest unto your brethren as he promised them. Therefore now return ye, and get ye unto your tents and unto the land of your possession, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you on the other side of Jordan. Here we have the passage, and of course, if you remember way back at the beginning, before Joshua and the children of Israel crossed the Jordan to go into Jericho to take the promised land, the tribe of Reuben and the tribe of Gad and half the tribe of Manasseh, before they crossed the river, they were going westbound. Before they crossed the river, they looked at the land and said, you know what, we'd rather stay on this side of the river than cross over. And Joshua told them, I said, wait a minute, you know, do you think it's right for you to stay here in this side of the Jordan and for us to cross the Jordan and to go into battle and to battle at Jericho and battle the the enemy on the other side without your help? You think it's right for us to sacrifice and to shed blood and shed tears and you stay safely on this side? And he said, fellas, that's not right. He said, I'll tell you what we'll do. you let your family stay on this side of Jordan, but you and your warriors and all that can fight, you come with us and we fight the battle. We take the promised land. And once the promised land is secured and once it's occupied, then you can return to your families. You can return to your tents and your cattle and your, and you can return back across the Jordan again. And that is where they were at. God had given them rest. The Bible says in verse 4 that God had given them rest, and now Joshua was giving them permission to return to cross the Jordan again and go into their own tents with their own families back on the other side of Jordan. And so that's where we're at here. Look at verse number 5. But before he gives them that, notice Joshua's instructions here. In verse number 5, look at verse number 4 again. Now the Lord your God hath given rest unto your brethren as he promised them. Therefore now return ye. You can go back and cross the river again and get you unto your tents and unto the land of your possession, which Moses the servant of the Lord gave you on the other side Jordan. Look at the instructions. Verse number 5, but take diligent heed to do the commandment and the law which Moses the servant of the Lord charged you, to love the Lord your God and to walk in all his ways and to keep his commandments and to cleave unto him and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul. Verse 6, so Joshua blessed them and sent them away and they went unto their tents. The thing that I want you to notice here is the instructions that Joshua gave the children of Israel that had been given previously by Moses. And it's verse number 5. He said, but take diligent heed to do the commandment of the law, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, charged you to love the Lord your God and to walk in all his ways and to keep his commandments and to cleave unto him and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul. What I have noticed is this. I've noticed the need to have constant reminders. I've noticed the need to have constant attention is needed to continue in the Christian life. We constantly need to be reminded. We constantly need to keep it before us and to keep it before the people. Because we often forget, one of these things, out of sight, out of mind, you forget. And Joshua here was bringing a reminder to the children of Israel, to those tribes, the Reubenites, the Gadites, and half the tribe of Manasseh, was reminding them that, hey, you've got to keep these things. Take your Bible and keep your finger there. We're going to come back to Joshua, but go to Deuteronomy chapter 8. In Deuteronomy chapter 8, notice the instructions here. Notice this was before the crossing. This was way back then. Notice verse number 1. Notice the admonition here. Verse number 1, it says, all the commandments which I command this day shall ye observe to do, that ye may live, notice, and multiply, and go in and possess the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee and to prove thee, and to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no. He humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna. Look at verse number 4. Thy raiment waxed not old upon thee, neither did thy foot swell these 40 years. Verse number 5. Thou shalt also consider in thine heart that as a man chasteneth his son, so the Lord thy God chasteneth thee. Therefore, verse 6. Thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways and to fear him. Notice, for the Lord thy God bringeth thee, notice, into a good land. A land of brooks of water, of fountains and depths that spring out, of valleys and hills. A land of wheat and barley and vines and fig trees and pomegranates. A land of oil, olive, and honey. A land wherein thou shalt eat bread without scarceness. Thou shalt not lack anything in it. A land whose stones are iron and out of whose hills thou mayest dig brass. And when thou hast eaten and are full, then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he hath given thee. Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes, which I command thee this day. Lest when thou hast eaten, notice, and are full, and hast built goodly houses and dwelt therein, and when thy herds and thy flocks multiply, and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, and all that thou hast is multiplied, then thine heart be lifted up, and thou forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, who led thee through the great and terrible wilderness, wherein were fiery serpents and scorpions and drought, where there was no water, who brought thee forth water out of the rock of flint, who fed thee in the wilderness with manna, which thy fathers knew not, that he might humble thee, and that he might prove thee, and to do thee good at thy later end. And thou say in thine heart, my power and the might of my hand hath gotten me this wealth. He said, hey, be sure that when you get to that point, that you don't think that it's been your power and your hand that has gotten you there. It's been the Lord. Verse 18, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he sware unto thy fathers, as it is this day. And it shall be, if thou do at all forget the Lord thy God, and walk after other gods, and serve them, and worship them, I testify against you this day, that ye shall surely perish. As the nations which the Lord destroyeth before your face, so shall ye perish, because ye would not be obedient unto the voice of the Lord your God. Now the children of Israel were there. They were in that land of good and plenty. And Joshua releases the Reubenites and the Gadites and half the tribe of Manasseh to go to their portion of the land, to go to the other side of the Jordan River, back from where they came from, and to get back, reunite with their families and get back to where they were, because God had given them rest. And Joshua was releasing that tribe of Gad and the tribe of Reuben and half the tribe of Manasseh. But before he released them, before he told them they could go back, he gave them certain instructions. He gave them parting instructions. Go back to Joshua 22. Notice in verse 5, and this is what we're going to look at today. He says this. He said before they left, he said, take diligent heed to do the commandments and the law. Joshua was saying, listen, you take diligent heed. You don't just heed the following. You take diligent heed. That heed means to mind and to take notice, to attend. He says, I want you to be very understanding in this thing that I'm about to tell you. I want you to heed it. I want you to take notice of it. Joshua said, I want you to take this seriously. I want you to know this and accept this. Take diligent heed. And notice what it was to do. He said, but take diligent heed to do the commandment and the law. He said, I want you to make this happen. I want you to do. I want you to take action. I want you to do the commandment of the law of the Lord and that which Moses, the servant of the Lord, had charged you with. He has laid on you already the charge that he's given you. I want you to take diligent heed to do exactly what Moses has already given us. What he was doing was giving them reminders. He said, let me give you several reminders. Number one, he said this. He said, remember the love of the Lord your God. Remember the love of the Lord your God. You know, I thought about this. And why must we continuously have to be reminded to love the Lord our God? We just celebrated Thanksgiving. And it's a day where once a year that we choose to give thanks to God. And, you know, we ought to be giving thanks daily. We ought to have daily thanksgiving. And because of the daily blessings, because of the daily answer to prayer, because of the daily life that we have. In Sunday school, we're looking at the Pharisees who drew nigh to God with their lips, but with their heart, they were far from God. And you know what? And they talked a good game, but their walk was not as good. They talked a good game, but they didn't live a good life. They talked a good game, but they didn't fight the good fight. They talked a good game, but they didn't serve a good plate. They talked a good game, but they didn't give a good tithe. They drew nigh to God with their mouth, but their hearts were far from them. Joshua was reminding them, hey, when you get to this land that you have all the good and plenty and you have all the vegetables and the corn and you have all of that. Hey, you remember to keep loving the Lord your God. And that's our first commandment, isn't it? Love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. But Joshua was reminding him, remember to love the Lord your God. Not just that. Notice what he says after that. He says, remember to walk in all his ways. He said, you take diligent heed to do the commandment of the law, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, charged you to love the Lord your God and to walk in all his ways, to live accordingly, to keep his way or to obey his way. You know, we need to walk in the Spirit. We need to walk with the Lord. We need to walk in his ways. When I was a child, my dad taught me how to walk on the sidewalk. You know, there's a way to walk on the sidewalks. You with me? Who can tell me how to walk on the sidewalk? Anybody? Yes. You walk, how is it? You walk facing the cars that are coming. Why? So if somebody's going to hit you, you're able to see them. You wouldn't, you're able to get out of the way. What else? Who else can tell me how to walk the sidewalk? Yes, Miss Louise. Okay, on the inside of the sidewalk. Why? So you can stay away from the traffic. Why? So that you don't fall or trip and land into traffic. But anyway, he told me how to walk on the outside of the sidewalk and to walk against traffic and for the children and the ladies to walk on the inside also so that you keep them on the inside. Those were in the days that you walked everywhere. Those are the days where we didn't have cars, and there were. And now we there's very few sidewalks. I mean, you take a walk around the block here, and you're about, you know, you're risking your life. You take a walk around in the country, and you're really risking your life. But now we don't walk much. Now we drive everywhere. But in those days when I was growing up, we didn't have a car, so we walked everywhere, or we took public transportation, buses. And when you walk somewhere, you use the sidewalks in order to be safe. And Joshua was saying here, hey, remember to love the Lord your God. Remember to walk in all his ways. Why? Because to stay safe in the world and to stay safe in this life, you guess what? You got to walk his way. You got to walk in the way of the Lord. So you walk with the Lord and you walk on his path and you take his path and you follow his footsteps. The Bible says the steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. So guess what? You follow those steps. So Joshua was reminding the tribe of Reuben, the tribe of Gadites, the tribe of half the tribe of Manasseh that were going back to the other side of Jordan. Hey, you're free to go, and you've met your commitment, and you fought with us. You sacrificed with us. You shed your blood with us. You're going back home now, back to the other side of Jordan. But before you go, I want you to take note of something. I want you to diligently heed the commandment of the law and to do according to what Moses had given you already and that I'm reminding you of. Joshua reminded them, hey, remember to love the Lord your God. Remember to walk in his way. Thirdly, remember to keep his commandments, to guard his commandments, and to protect his commandments. In order to walk in the way of the Lord and to keep his commandments, you know what? You've got to spend some time in his commandment. You've got to spend some time in the Bible, and you got to read it, and you got to study it, and you got to hear it preached. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, and you can't keep his commandments if you never hear it preached. You can't keep his commandments if you never read them or study them. There's no way that you can walk in his way and keep his commandments if you don't know anything about this Bible. So we're to read the word of God, and we're to study the word of God, and we're supposed to spend time in it. And I promise you this, you'll do a better job keeping the commandments, and you'll do a better job guarding it, and you'll do a better job walking in his way. And take your Bibles, keep your fingers there, Joshua. Turn to Psalm 19. Joshua was reminded them, hey, remember to love the Lord your God. Remember to walk in all his ways. Remember to keep his commandments. They already had heard that. They already knew that. But Joshua was reminding them. Look at Psalm 19. Look at verse number 7. Notice what the Bible says. The law of the Lord is what? Perfect. Perfect. That's without flaw. Without blemishes. The law of the Lord is perfect. Say it. Perfect. The law of the Lord is? Say it. The law of the Lord is? The preacher is? Thank you very much. I know I am. And, of course, let me just add to this, there are a few of you that don't quite see it that way. But I is perfect. Amen. I'm a college graduate. And now, look at Psalm 19. Look at verse number 7. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. You know, you want to change. You got to spend a lot of time in this Bible. The Bible says the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. That's what will change you. That's what will get a hold of you. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. You want to walk in his ways and you want to keep his commandments. You know, you got to have to know this Bible in some depth. Notice verse number 9. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey. In the honeycomb, moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them, great is reward. There is great reward. So guess what? No wonder Joshua was reminding them, hey, man, you've got to keep his commandments. You've got to keep the, why? Because the law of the Lord is perfect, because it's sure, it's rejoicing the heart, it's right, and it's clean, and all that it does for it, enlightens your eyes, it makes wise the simple, it rejoices the heart, it converts the soul. And guess what? It's more to be desired than gold and than much fine gold, and sweeter also than honey in the honeycomb. Moreover, above all that, by them is thy servant warned. By the word of God are you warned to keep his way. Are you warned to keep his commandments? And in keeping them, there is great reward. So Joshua was reminding them. Let's continue. Look at verse, go back to Joshua 22. He said in verse number 5, Joshua 22 verse 5. Joshua said, God has given us rest. He's given rest unto your brethren. As he promised them, you can return now. You can go back to your tent. You can go back to Jordan. But before you go, let me tell you this. Take heed. Take diligent heed. Not just heed, but diligent heed. Be sure that you're diligent about it. To do the commandment of the law, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, charged you. Remember to love the Lord your God. Remember to walk in all his ways. Remember to keep his commandments. And look at the next one. And remember to what? Cleave unto him, not heave, cleave. Cleave unto him. You know, that's an interesting word. That word cleave there is used in marriage. And take your Bibles, go to Genesis chapter 2. Genesis chapter 2. Remember to cleave unto him. children of Gad, children of Reuben, children of Manasseh. You love the Lord your God. You remember to walk in his ways. You remember to keep his commandments, and you remember to cleave unto him. Cleave unto him. Look at Genesis chapter 2. Look at verse number 18. Notice that the Bible says, and the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. At one time, that was my life's verse. Notice, I will make him a helpmeet for him. And look at verse number, let's skip on just for the sake of time. In verse number 21, and the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam. And he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. When Adam woke up, he woke up with a terrible pain in his side. And he's had that pain for all this time. And now we have that pain. That's in the Hebrew. You got to study it real deep to get that. You know what I'm talking about? I mean, isn't that the truth? Who will testify? Rocky points to Shane. Shane points to Rocky. Nobody wants to testify. Ricky, your wife's not here. You can testify. He's like, I ain't going there. And Adam went to sleep. He woke up with a pain in his side, and we felt that pain all. If you're married yet, but anyway, let's go on. Let's see. Why don't we just skip this all together? But anyway, look at verse 22. Verse 21. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. That's why, fellas, when you should sleep, you ought to sleep with one eye open. Did I tell you that time that I was in Alabama, Fort Rucker, Captain United States Army? He used to call me Top Blade. Children still say, Dad, did you really make that up? I said, son, that's none of your business. I went to bed early because I was tired. I had a long day at the flight line and flying and so forth. And we had just recently been married, and I was sleeping, and I'd gone to bed early. And all of a sudden, I opened my eyes, and I wake to my wife looking over me, and she's got one hand on my throat and one hand on my back. And I opened up my eyes, and I said, honey, what are you doing? And I didn't move. I was afraid to move, you know. I was afraid she'd go click. You know, this is only a few days after marriage. I mean, we're newlyweds, you know, after 18 years, 19 years, you sleep with your eye. But anyway, and I said, what are you doing? And she said, honey, you were just snoring and I couldn't go to sleep. So I was just going to turn your head just a little bit to the side to keep you from snoring. And I said, yeah, right. Man, you ought to be careful. Listen, fellas, when you sleep, when you take a nap, lock the doors. Where were we? Verse 21. Let's go back to verse 21. We're never going to get through this passage. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman, and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of Adam. When he saw her, he said, whoa, man. And, you know, that's how we came up with the word woman. Okay. Look at verse 24. We're finally there. Verse 24. Therefore, as a result of that, therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall what? Cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. From the beginning, God said, you know what? I want you to leave mama and daddy, and I want you to leave mom and dad, and I want you to find a wife, and I want you to cleave unto her, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. The word cleave there means to stick to, or to adhere to hold on to unite to. And so God was saying, you unite with her, you be united closely in interest and affection. And here's what God was saying. Through Moses and now through Joshua, reminding the people, hey, you can go across the river, but when you go, remember to love the Lord your God. Remember to keep his, to walk in all his ways. Remember to keep his commandments. And you remember to cleave unto him, cleave unto the Lord. What God was saying through Moses and now through Joshua is this. He says, I want you to unite with me. God was saying and was telling, and by the way, he's telling us today, I want you to unite with me. I want you to adhere to me and to hold me. And I want you to like the things that I like. I want you to hate the things that I hate. I want you to desire the things that I desire. I want you to have the interest that I have. I want you to have the affections that I have. I want you to love life like I love life. I want you to love me like I love you. And I want you to love others like I love you. I want you to cleave unto me in the way that you would cleave unto your wife, in the cleave that we find here in Genesis 2:24. That's what he was saying. God wants us to cleave and to unite with him. God wants us, though we can't, God wants us, our minds, he wants our minds to be, he wants us to think alike. He wants us to process alike. He wants us to multiply alike. He wants us to cleave unto him and to unite with him. And Joshua was telling the children of Gad and the children of Reuben and the half the tribe of Manasseh. He said, hey, you remember to cleave unto him. You unite with God and you stick with God. And you hold on to him. You adhere to him because that's what he wants. And he used the same terminology that he used with the husband and wife. Number five, notice what he says in verse number five, Joshua 22, verse five. He says, take diligent heed to do the commandment of the law, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, charged you, to love the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, to keep his commandments, and to cleave unto him. And what's the next word? And to what? Serve him. To serve him. He says, Joshua said, when you get to the other side, don't you forget, you remember that you are to serve the Lord. You remember that you are to serve him and to be his servant. You know, God wants servants. God wants laborers. In Luke 10, don't turn to it, but in Luke 10, chapter 10, verse 2, the Bible says this, Jesus said unto them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. You know, that was years and years ago. That was almost 2,000 years ago. And it's still true today. The harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. And Joshua is reminding them that God wants you to serve him. God wants you to put your money where your mouth is. Greatest in God's kingdom is the servant of all. Is that not scripture? Have we not looked at that over and over again? He wants you to serve him, and he wants you to serve him by serving others. And as much as you've done it to the least of these, my brethren, you've done it unto me. There's so much to do. And there's so little to do it with. And so the harvest truly is great, but the labors are few. And Joshua's saying, you remember to serve him. Don't forget to serve him. Because we oftentimes forget. And last, he said this, look at verse number 5. He said, love the Lord your God, and to walk in all his ways, and to keep his commandments, and to cleave unto him, and to serve him with all your what? And with all your what? Soul. He said, remember to do it all with all your heart. Remember to love the Lord thy God. Remember to walk in his ways. Remember to keep his commandments. Remember to cleave unto him. Remember to serve him with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. Joshua was saying, listen, you do it all with all you got. You do it all with all your heart. I want you to put all your heart into it. I want you to put all your soul into it. I want you to put all your strength in it. I want you to put everything that you've got into it. And I want you to put your all into it. And if there's anything left of you, give it all. You put it all. If there's anything in life worth putting your all into, guess what? It's serving God. It's serving God. He said, man, I want you, remember to do it all with all your heart and with all your soul. Then in verse number 6, so Joshua blessed them and sent them away, and they went under their tents. And if you were in Sunday school, and by the way, you ought to come to Sunday school, and you ought to come to Wednesday night Bible study. You ought to come to Sunday night service. But if you were in Sunday school, we saw how they left there, and they went back, and they crossed the Jordan, and they went back to their families on the other side of the river Jordan. Joshua just wanted to give them a reminder to those that were returning to their home, to those that were on the other side of Jordan. Why a reminder, preacher? Why a reminder? Because many times we forget, and many times we just drift from what we know to do. You know, I thought about this. I'm just going to give you just quick statements here. You know, many times we just forget. You know, it's one of these things, out of sight, out of mind. You forget to read your Bible a few days, and before you know it, you haven't read it in a long time. Why? Because you just forget, or you forget your tithe check 1 week, and then all of a sudden you forget your tithe check for the whole month. Sometimes you forget conveniently when you need to purchase something, you need to buy something. You know, when people start getting their I should have preached this message last week. Because this past Friday was Black Friday. Is that right? Yes. And many of you went out and spent all your money. How many did that? Confess it right now. How many went out and spent all your money? Son, the 25 cents that you had in your pocket don't count, okay? How many confessed it? How many did that? I slept in because I had no money to spend. But you don't want to confess your sins. That's fine. And I don't want to confess my sins. But we forget, and sometimes we do it on purpose. You know, you miss one church, you miss church on one Sunday, and the next week it's easier to miss again. So Joshua was just reminding them why, because sometimes we forget. You know, sometimes we just get distracted. You know, maybe it's a football game, or maybe it's a family reunion, and we miss here and we miss there. Maybe trouble comes our ways, or maybe trouble comes to the house, or maybe trouble on the job, or maybe it's trials and tribulation, or sickness or illness, or something happens that captures our attention, and then all of a sudden we're distracted. And Joshua wanted to make sure, listen, don't forget, when you get to that land, when you get to the land of good and plenty, how many remember the candy good and plenty? Good and plenty, good and plenty. I never liked it. Those things were terrible. I mean, they were plenty, but they certainly weren't good. Joshua was saying, when you get to that land, don't forget. Don't get distracted. You're going to have everything that you don't forget. You know, sometimes we just fall. Sometimes we just backslide. Sometimes we just go back on what we know we need to do and go back, and we just backslide. We sin and we get into sin, and before you know it, you're out of the will of God. You're out of church. You're not reading your Bible. You're not praying. You're not serving God. And all of a sudden, you're in no man's land. Joshua's saying, you've got to remember. You've got to remember to love the Lord your God. You've got to remember to walk in his way. You've got to remember to keep his commandments. You've got to remember to cleave unto him. You've got to remember to serve him. And you've got to remember to do it with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength. And sometimes we just drag. That means we know what to do, but we haven't forgotten. And we haven't been distracted, and we really haven't fallen into sin. We've just grown tired and weary, and we just begin to drag our feet a little bit. And we move slow, and we drag just a bit, and we need a reminder that, guess what, we still need to do these things. You know, that's a great message for you second and third generation Christians. I'm talking about for some of you that you got parents that some of you that were born in church and you were in the nursery at a week old or 2 weeks old and you've been in church all your life. And all of a sudden it just wah 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 wah, preacher speaking, it's just wah 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 wah. It might as well be the pastor's Thanksgiving instead of Charlie Brown Thanksgiving. The great pastor Charlie Brown, wah 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 wah, and you just forget, and we need to be reminded. Joshua is saying, listen, some of you guys, you live in cities that you haven't built, and in lands that you haven't conquered, and you drink wells that you haven't dug, and you eat from fields that you haven't planted. You know, you live the good life. Mama and dad feed you. Mom and dad take care of you. Mom and dad puts a roof over your head. Joshua is saying, when you get to the promised land and you live in lands that you haven't conquered and lands that you haven't built and you eat from fields that you haven't planted, when you get to the good and plenty, don't forget this. We read in Deuteronomy, we read this, when thou hast eaten and are full, then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he hath given thee. And then he went on to say, beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in not keeping his commandments and his judgment and his statutes which I command thee this day. This morning, all I want to do is just give you a friendly reminder. And I want you to take heed, and not just to take heed, but to take diligently heed, and to diligently heed to do according to all the commandments of the Lord. I just want you to make it happen. And remember to love the Lord your God. Remember to walk in all his ways. Remember to keep his commandments. Remember to cleave unto him. Remember to serve him. And remember to do it with all your heart and with everything you've got. And in so doing, you'll do well while in the promised land. In the same admonition that Joshua gave the children of Israel, I give you this morning. Hey, let's not forget. Sometimes we think that it's us. We think that it's our hands and our might. We think that it's my power and the might of mine hand that had gotten me here, that had gotten me this wealth. Sometimes we think that it's us that made ourselves. Sometimes we think that it's you that have made me, and it's not. If the Lord wasn't for it, he wouldn't have allowed it. It's God, and we must not forget. Remember to love the Lord your God. Remember to walk in all his ways. Remember to keep his commandments. Remember to cleave unto him. Remember to serve him. And remember to do it with all your heart and with all your soul. Father, I pray that you bless this morning. Lord, just a friendly reminder. The same reminder that Joshua gave the tribe of Reuben and the tribe of Gad and half the tribe of Manasseh. Just a friendly reminder, the same reminder that they received before they crossed over Jordan and went back to their tents and went back to their homes and to their family. Lord, when we get to that land that floweth with milk and honey, and some of us may be there now, and when we get to that land that we haven't conquered, that we haven't built, and Lord, what a great truth for second and third and fourth and fifth generation Christians, whatever it may be. Help us not to forget how it was that we got there. Help us not to forget you, Lord, this week of Thanksgiving that just passed. Lord, help us to remember. Help us to remember. And Lord, if there's one here that's not saved, may they come to the saving knowledge of Christ. I pray that you bless this morning.